closing arguments.
Democrats produce mobs. Republicans produce jobs.
In campaign 2018.
They'll be like, look, 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 caravan, caravan. Then they're giving tax cuts to their billionaire friends.
A Utah mayor's last stand.
He was very proud to be a soldier.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. From rallies to TV ads, the midterm election campaign has hit a fever pitch a day before Americans go to the polls. CBS's Major Garrett says with control of Congress at stake, President Trump is making a final push for Republicans.
I need you to vote for a Republican House and a Republican Senate.
At multiple rallies Sunday, the president relied on economic gains and border fears.
We will keep the criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists the hell out of our country.
A new CBS News Battleground Tracker poll shows more than 7 in 10 voters say their vote will be about President Trump. 34% say they will vote to support the president. 38% say they will vote to oppose him. Former President Obama joined the weekend political frenzy with a rally for vulnerable Indiana Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly.
You get to vote in what I believe will be the most important election of our lifetimes.
On that, the two presidents almost agreed.
I don't know if I rate it more important than the last election, 16. But it's almost, it's right there.
CBS's Steve Futterman joins us live this morning from Washington with a look at the struggle for control of both houses of Congress.
Well, Steve, Democrats believe they have an excellent chance to take over the House. To do that, they will need a net gain of 23 seats. Turnout's likely to be the key factor, says CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto.
We've got the Democrats at just barely over the line to get to over 218. But that's heavily dependent on turnout. So it's heavily dependent for Democrats to turn out new voters who don't vote typically in midterms. But the Republicans also think they have to counter that and get their base out.
Both sides are making their last-minute pitches with last-minute ads.
We must send a signal to Republicans in Washington that they have failed to lead, failed to find solutions, and failed to bring us together.
That's former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Live in Washington, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, correspondent Dean Reynolds is in Missouri, where an incumbent Senate Democrat, Claire McCaskill, is in a tough fight with Republican Josh Hawley.
McCaskill, who is 65 years old, has outraised Hawley 4-1, and yet the race here is basically a dead heat. She is one of 10 Senate Democrats running for re-election in states won by Mr. Trump back in 2016. And Republicans here in Missouri believe this race provides one of their best shots at victory.
There's an 11th-hour twist in the closely watched battle for governor in Georgia. The Republican candidate, Brian Kemp, who's been accused of voter suppression by Democrats, is using his current state position to level new accusations about an attempt to hack the online voter database. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams says these last-minute hacking charges only prove her opponent's incompetence.
Democrats did nothing wrong. What is happening is that he, once again, is overseeing a vulnerable system and is blaming someone for his mistakes.
And I'm proud to say that
Republican Brian Kemp oversees elections in his role as Secretary of State. His office said in a statement that it opened an investigation into the Democratic Party of Georgia after receiving information from our legal team about failed efforts to breach the online voter registration system. Georgia's Democratic Party says the allegations are unfounded and that Kemp's office misunderstood an email. It was sent by a man unaffiliated with the Democrats, warning them about a potential vulnerability in the state's election system.
The migrant caravan from Central America has begun the push toward Mexico City. CBS's Maria Villarreal is along the southern border where the Rio Grande has separated the countries, and now there's a 4-foot-tall addition.
Now there is this barbed wire fence. It's going to be used to actually fill the gaps where there is no border wall. It was installed over the weekend by about 100 U.S. military troops here in southern Texas. Right now, the Pentagon says more than 7,000 U.S. troops are joining the nearly 2,100 National Guardsmen already assigned to the southern border.
Well, jury selection begins today in New York in the trial of the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. He's accused of smuggling drugs into the U.S. and having a hand in dozens of murders. The body of 39-year-old Brent Taylor returns to the United States tonight. The Army National Guard major was training commandos in Afghanistan when he was fatally shot by one of them. Taylor was on a year-long absence from his job as mayor of North Ogden, Utah. He leaves behind a wife and seven children. Toby Molesky was his best friend.
He did what he did because he wanted to make sure there were no injustices, whether it was locally, statewide, or internationally.
It was Taylor's second tour of Afghanistan. He also did two stints in Iraq. Overseas, there's amped up rhetoric from Iran's president. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tehran as reimposed U.S. sanctions take hold.
Iran's normally moderate president, Hassan Rouhani, has come out swinging. He said that it's time to implement the phrase death to America and put pressure on the U.S. so it's afraid. This morning, so far anyway, the Iranian currency, the rial, is stable. But everybody expects that the worst is yet to come.
Police in Litchfield Park, Arizona, west of Phoenix, say an 11-year-old boy who'd been told to clean his room by his grandmother shot and killed the 65-year-old woman, then shot and killed himself. Neighbors are stunned.
Nice family. I knew the kid. I mean, he would ride his bicycle around, you know, play around the neighborhood.
A new private report says gas prices have dropped 8 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey puts the national average for a gallon of regular at $2.85. The highest prices are in Honolulu, $3.82 a gallon. Lowest, Tulsa, $2.39. Most car warning systems can sound harsh. One auto company has called on an orchestra.
Lincoln's warning chimes have always been unique, but they wanted something classy. So vehicle harmony supervisor Jennifer Prescott approached the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
They went back in the orchestra hall, and I walked out of there 3 hours later with 126 options.
After narrowing it down and doing some customer research, the new chimes will debut on the Lincoln Aviator and eventually get to the entire brand. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
At a Dallas auction, memorabilia from the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, sold for more than $7 million. What fetched the most was Armstrong's spacecraft ID plate from the Apollo 11 lunar module. It went for more than $468,000. A flight suit from an earlier Armstrong space mission brought in more than $100,000. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.